Welcome to Snack Queens, an auditory taste test where we sample snacks from grocery store classics
to global goodies
to culinary oddities. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Sarah.
Are you hungry?
Come snack with us. So, you want to talk about some marshmallows?
Yeah, we're like just about halfway through our journey.
Which is wild, and I'm already sad. I'll be sad to not have a marshmallow every day.
It's been a real highlight. And I found, for the most part, I've been doing like mid-evening. And it's just a nice time to do it.
My schedule hasn't allowed me to be consistent, but when I'm, you know, craving a little dessert, I go, oh, wait, time for a mallow.
Should we do today's and then have a little discussion?
Yeah.
All right. So we're on day 12, and I've really perfected, and I wonder which day I comment in my audios about when I've perfected opening of the door, pulling it out, and not looking at either clue.
Oh, see, I do look at the clue, this but I don't like look at the back.
Cookie dough.
I think I have not the right thing.
Oh, no. Wait, what day was I supposed to open?
12.
Yeah, that's what I just opened.
Yeah.
We have different ones?
I think I have yesterday's.
Like another black cherry?
Yeah. I mean, it's a very distinct color. Also, I haven't opened it. It's like stale.
Oh, that's devastating.
Yes, once you figure out what today's is, you'll be extra devastated for me.
It looks like cookie dough. It's like, it's white and it has little, I think, chocolate pieces and maybe like little graham pieces. Maybe it's s'more. Okay, should I eat it?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. It's very bad, and I wouldn't recommend it. Are you eating the stale one?
I tried. It's really stale, but it is black cherry.
I probably would have even liked that. I really wish we had switched spots. So the clue for today was graham, chocolate, marshmallow, graham. What is that? Just how you put it together?
I guess.
Why is it in quotes? It tasted of s'mores. The final taste was that kind of graham. I like when the marshmallows have little bits, apparently. I'm really reacting to those days. I would give this an 8. It was not as good as my non-stale black cherry.
I'm going to give mine a 2. It was really chewy. And it was not a s'more, which is one of my favorite flavors.
I'm just so sorry. Something I'm enjoying about this day and when they did hot chocolate is that it's really meta. It's like, this is a marshmallow flavored thing and it's marshmallow. It's fun.
I loved the hot chocolate one. I did that one with Mia and she did not think it was great.
I guessed, and I believe that my audio will prove this. I said, this is the color of a Frosty. So I had kind of guessed cold chocolate.
Mia said, it tastes like they took a marshmallow and rolled it around in hot chocolate powder. And I said, I think that's kind of what they did.
Yeah, I liked it enough.
I felt it tasted like hot chocolate. What has been your favorite flavor? You told me, but that we weren't recording.
The 11th black cherry was my favorite. I gave it a 9.
Wow.
And hold on, I have to write down that you gave today's a 2.
Which is lower than I gave yesterday's black cherry. But I don't remember what I gave yesterday's black cherry.
And then I also really liked, I liked the tiramisu one a lot.
Tiramisu is my favorite. It was so yummy.
The coffee was like a night, like that sweet coffee that it kind of ends up being because all the cream brings it back a little. I thought that one was really well done.
I loved that one. And then I really liked the funfetti, except I didn't like how crunchy the sprinkles were.
Okay, that wasn't a problem for mine because guess what mine was? A little wet. I couldn't believe it. So mine was, I mean, soft.
I don't like that you had to go through that. Because it's a little unsettling, but also I'm glad that you now know what I meant.
It was like peculiar, and I've been eating my half, and then I've been doing the other half in halves, and then my mom gets one to guess, and so does Matt, and Matt was away, and I was like, thank goodness, because I can't keep tearing this thing apart.
I'm trying to think. I feel like maybe it was pineapple. One of mine was not a little wet like the apple was, but there was some extra moisture in there.
Yeah, I wonder what that is because there doesn't seem to be like a similar ingredient or something, you know?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I have found there's not a real uniformity in the way the bags are sealed. And so I'm wondering if it has something to do with it being a smaller company.
That would make sense because this is really labor intensive. They're all individually packed and then they're all in their little slots and then the little slots got closed.
And then you may or may not put the right one in.
Jeez.
How was it the wrong one and stale? That's what I want to know. Like, it couldn't just be the wrong one. It also had to be a bad one.
Yeah, that's strange. I also find it strange that it was on the day that, like, we recorded again. Just seems a little silly. Which ones did you hate?
I mean, I said I didn't love black cherry. It was not my least favorite by a long shot. The absolute worst, maybe possibly the worst candy item I've ever put in my mouth was December 3rd, bubblegum.
It was... I didn't mind it, but it something in the memory of it is shocking to me. It was a lot.
The color was alarming.
Yeah, that's true.
And it just, no, it was not good. And then sour apple is not, it wasn't bad, but it also didn't taste at all like a sour apple, and it was wet.
Yeah, it was a few rough days there.
And then I did think that pineapple was pina colada. So I wasn't super far off there, but when I opened it up and it was yellow, I was like, oh good, they heard me. Just get banana out of the way.
What, in the remaining days, what flavor would you really like to see?
I would love a mint chocolate chip.
Ooh.
Which I do think is on the list.
I'd like that.
Hold on. I'm going to pull this up. I won't tell you the flavors if you're not wanting to know ahead of time.
Yeah, I haven't seen the list.
Yeah, banana is still in there. I knew it was in there. Oh, there's not a mint chocolate. There's not a mint chocolate chip, but there is a peppermint.
Yeah, I'm gonna be excited about that day.
The one that I'm excited about is the one called Treats. Do you think that's one of the trees? Do you think that's on Christmas?
I hope so. That would be so good.
Because it's spelled TREEEATS.
I hope so. That would be fantastic.
And then it does specify that anything with an asterisk is an Advent exclusive flavor. And I think out of the 25 days, let me recount. I think it was 9 exclusive flavors.
Okay.
Oh, no. 9 were non-exclusive flavors. So the majority of them are exclusive.
Wow. Okay. So could you look at the list and see what we've eaten already is like something that you could order year round?
Yes. Which funfetti.
Good. Great.
Hot chocolate.
Yummy.
Ooh, and tiramisu.
Excellent. Okay.
And then everything else was exclusive.
Well, I would maybe advise XO to keep them exclusives, a few of them. They should be making the s'mores.
Where did I, maybe Facebook, maybe Twitter, I don't remember. I saw, it had to have been Facebook, like a Facebook ad, people asking them to make bubblegum year round. And I'm just like, no, stop. No.
You're going to like counter protest at there.
Don't do that.
Oh, man. Well, that's so interesting. I've had a pretty good time so far.
Me too. Despite tonight's snafu, yeah. I've really enjoyed this one.
I would say tomorrow, if yours is also black cherry, to maybe reach out to them.
But if it's like another duplicate flavor, like if it's another tiramisu, I won't be mad.
If you opened up the next 13 days and they were tiramisu, though, I feel like you would be like, at least it's one I like. But the fun of guessing is gone.
I feel like I'm being robbed of my options.
Yeah.
Now, okay, hold on a second. Maybe I didn't read this correctly. I'm seeing a lot of these flavors available to buy, but maybe, hold on. Going back to the flavor list, I was seeing if I could still buy the tree ones.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. Never mind. I was being dramatic. No exclusive flavors are available to purchase outside of the... But where are the trees? I want to see. Now I just need proof.
Are you going to open up day 25?
No.
Good for you. Are you going to open
No, this is growth.
Pop and slide it up.
Am I going to peek when I get to day 20?
I kind of look down the line.
Here's the thing about today's. It was, the plastic was peeking through in tiramisu, like it was coming out that side. And I was like, why are you doing this? Go away. So it's already problematic.
It's been causing you issues for a week now.
I'll move on. I will survive. Hopefully tomorrow will not be banana.
Yeah, my fingers are crossed for a little reprieve.
But I just, it's a cloud hanging over me. I know it's coming.
I think I'm gonna love it, so.
It'll be circus peanut-esque, especially if it's stale like tonight's was.
Yeah, it sounds fun to me. Boop, boop, boop. You want to do thumbs up and thumbs down, and then you can give your cat some attention?
Sure. The good... Okay, I do. I was like, I didn't write it down this week, but I knew I put something aside. It's an odd thing to admit, but I have really been enjoying Welcome to Chippendales on Hulu.
You know what? I haven't started it yet, but I love Kumail.
That is what had me... It got me hooked in the first place, because I think I will watch anything he's in. I love him so much. I love... Did you listen to his episode of Smartless? Do you ever listen to Smartless?
I haven't for a while. I feel like... Maybe I just like unsubscribed by accident. And then if the episodes aren't showing up for me, I'm not checking it out.
I listened to it a few weeks late, but I just, they asked him a lot about the story behind the Big Sick, which I felt was pretty funny since I think we've all heard this story a million times. He had to tell it every time he did press for that movie. But it was nice to get a refresher. But yeah, it's really campy. I think it's what Magic Mike wanted to be. Now, I've not seen Magic Mike 2, so I can't speak for the entire Magic Mike franchise, but I do recall seeing the original with you and being really disappointed in the storyline.
I also have not seen the second one, but I have seen the trailer for the third.
Me too!
It really seems like they are taking a left turn.
I saw that trailer and it starts and I was like, wow, why is he still acting like Magic Mike even in this other movie? And then she calls him Magic Mike, which, no.
Yeah, I'm happy for the fans of that to have a conclusion. And I had a great time when we went to the movies to see the first one, but I'm okay.
But I will say, this is, again, it's a lot of camp. It's just fun and flashy and pretty to look at. What about you? Do you have anything?
Yeah, in true Elizabeth form, the newest season of Too Hot to Handle is on. And these beautiful idiots thought they were going to be on a show called Wild Love. And they got there and they're like, it's too hot to handle. It's perfect.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah, thanks. And we did touch on this earlier, that I do think that Sex Lives of College Girl, I'm excited for. The finale episodes, though I feel like Mekki is gone, and I love Mekki, and I feel like he's just gone.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yes, they're were some, yeah, casting changes that they were just like, meh, but deal with it.
Charlie being on, Julia's son, I think that he's so cute, and I'm really happy for him.
Me too.
In his arms. I don't mind. That's what he said. Weird.
Anything else going on? Should we move into the 20-minute segment that I have to weed through and try to splice together to make it sound like we didn't talk this long?
No, we're going to just end it now, and because you have to slice through a lot of other stuff. So I'm not, I don't want to do that to you. So snack you later.
Snack you later.
Snack you later, Sarah.
Bye.
Bye. It's sweet and spicy. I'm thinking it's pumpkin-y, like a pumpkin spice. So I'm going to look at the clue. Add this to your coffee for an instant pumpkin spice latte, a PSL. I was right. That's crazy. Mom, I'm very talented at marshmallow guessing right now. If they're orange, apparently. Okay. We're going to give Amy a little taste. Oh, she's making a disgusted face. Not great for our future sponsorship.
Is it pumpkin?
It's pumpkin spice. Okay.
Not wild.
Say it again.
Not wild about that.
I liked it, but I would say it was not as good as the peach yesterday, so I'll give it a 6. Sarah hates pumpkin spice, so I wonder if she liked it at all and if her and Hannah guessed it. Should be interesting. Okay, bye.
Oh, no. No, thank you. And judging by the color, which is a nice orange, much more orange than yesterday's peach, I'm guessing it's pumpkin. And I have Hannah here with me, but she refuses to speak, and I think refuses to sample the marshmallow, but we're going to try to force her. Do you want to try some?
Oh, I want to smell it.
What are you getting?
I'm getting... You walk into Hobby Lobby, smell the fall section.
Yes. Okay, would you like to try it with me?
Sure. Tastes like I bit something off of Hobby Lobby's fall section.
It is not great. I'm sorry that that's the option you got. And just let's confirm with the back of the box. Yes, it is indeed a pumpkin spice marshmallow. If I'm going to rate this, I'm going to give it probably a 4.
Out of
10.
100?
Out of 10. It was, I mean... It's not its fault that I hate pumpkin spice. Do you have a rating?
2.
I think we're just not a pumpkin spice family.
I kind of liked it, even though it was a little ambiguous until the end. The aftertaste is like I just spit out some hubba bubba. Okay, I'm going to give a little to Amy now. This is... Maybe not always going to be the routine. Did you think it was bubblegum immediately?
I wouldn't have known that.
But afterwards.
It reminds me of the gum that you would get with a pack of like baseball cards.
The gum that you would get with a pack of baseball cards. My mom is so old. It's unreal.
That's what it reminds me of.
In a positive way or a negative way?
Positive.
Oh, in a positive, nostalgic way. All right, we're running into Matt.
Wait one. Shut up. Wait 1 second. Shut up. Wait. I'm talking to my sister, dunce.
Yeah, okay, Durst.
Well, it's I have.
Matthew's trying it, and his friend is being really loud.
Yeah. I knew it smell before I even had to eat it. It's bubblegum.
And Matt got bubblegum very quickly. All right. Again, my stats shouldn't be affected. Amy messed me up.
What did you guess?
I then figured it out, but she thought maybe it was cinnamon. So when I started to taste it, I was like, oh, maybe it is cinnamon. okay. I liked that, but I'm going to put it yesterday. I still think the peach was the best one. So I'm going to go 6 out of 10 again. Okay. Thank you.
Even without looking, can confirm is bubblegum. I'm giving it a 1. That's terrible. It shouldn't exist. No one asked for this. No one wants it. Here's to hoping that we get a good one tomorrow.
Hi, Elizabeth, checking in on day 4. I've just retrieved the marshmallow and it is bright green. So Sarah's prediction of banana being next is probably unlikely. Unripe banana, I guess it could be. I'm trying to open it. Something limey, perhaps. Maybe I'm continually being sold on the color. Sweet to the core. Green apple? Sour apple? I don't think it's sour. I'm a big shot. 6 out of 10.
Our hint is cozy up with a cup. What do you think it is?
Hot chocolate. Oh, not hot chocolate. It can't be hot.
It's a darker brown than the tiramisu. Bags are easier to open than others. Ooh.
I think I'm right.
Smells delightful. Like chocolate. I think I really like that one. It was a nice, pleasant, lightly sweet chocolate taste. Balances the marshmallow well. What would you rate it?
Maybe a 6.
Oh, so you like this less than yesterday's?
Yeah, kind of just tasted like they just covered it in the hot chocolate powder and then put it in a bag.
It does taste like that, and I thought that was great. I'm going to give it a 7. I really, really liked that one. We're going to verify. Yes, it is hot chocolate. Bye.